You do.
Okay, so welcome to this meeting to discuss. It was, I guess, it was on the 1 hour continuing education course. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, do I need to start the meeting some official way?
You can just say this is the time and the place for the scheduled real estate, or sorry, the mortgage commission meeting.
Okay, we are meeting on, is it November 8th today? Today is November 8th. We're meeting together for the Mortgage Commission meeting to discuss our continuing education course. Do I do the all in favor?
No, you don't need to. You don't need to take a vote for that.
I think we do, and I want it. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. Okay.
You can just open it up for comments or questions about the
Does anybody have comments or questions over what they read? So is the big thing that we're just trying to decide if the 1 year was okay in the court and the outline that was on there, if we approve of it?
So I think the commission has already decided that it's 1 hour. So
Yeah,
you're
and it
just
was awesome.
deciding to make sure that what's been proposed is what you want to be taught next year.
Okay. All right. Did anybody have a chance, or did everybody have a chance to look over it? I looked over it like right when you sent it out, and I need to look. I didn't see anything that I had a problem with. Did anybody?
I have a couple questions.
Okay.
One in our 162.2 unprofessional conduct. My down on 3A requires entities to notify in writing without unreasonable delay. I'm just wondering, Johnny,
fill that out.
Yeah, like my reasonable delay and some of yours may be entirely different. It may be 90 days or 10 days.
Should Was there a specific reason that they gave that ambiguous option, like instead of just putting a time frame, you guys?
Yeah, should it be a specific number of days?
I would support that.
So a couple of things. So the rule already passed the way it's drafted.
Okay.
So if we wanted to change it from unreasonable to delay to a specific time period, we'd have to do a rule amendment. I'm pretty sure Justin's not on the call, but I'm pretty sure that language was taken from federal law.
Okay.
So we were just trying to mirror what is already required. But if the commission wants to say you need to notify people within 5 business days or whatever, I think it, when we enforce, or if we ever enforced, it would really come down to, if we left the language the way it is, it would come down to what the commission felt was reasonable.
Reasonable.
So if we had a complaint filed, we investigated it, the division said, hey, you took 2 weeks to notify people. We don't think that was
appropriate.
Without unreasonable delay. We would bring it to the commission. The commission would either agree or disagree about the length of time they took to notify people.
Okay. And then one other question I have, and I'm embarrassed, I should know the answer to this, but I'm going to ask anyway. conflict of interest. I've wondered this for some time regarding, what if the lender is married to the real estate agent involved in the transaction? Because financially, they're benefiting. Isn't that a conflict?
Seems like it to me, but they do it all the time, don't they?
Yes.
So I don't think it's prohibited by law. So you can even own. So you could have a real estate, the real estate agent who owns or has ownership interest in the mortgage entity. And as long as they're only receiving a financial benefit based on their percentage ownership in the company and not based on referrals, then it would be legal. So I think we'd view it the same way. So as long as the agent and the lender, they're doing their own job and they're being compensated for their own work and not being compensated because they referred people back and forth between each other as spouses, then it would be legal.
Just no referral fees or kickbacks. So
right. I mean, it makes sense. It makes sense that you should be able to work with whoever you want to, as long as you're doing it.
And
you know,
I think maybe from an ethical standpoint, you'd probably want to make sure everybody knows the
disclose it.
So they know that who you're dealing with, and that usually will come out.
Okay, thank you.
Anybody else have anything they had any concerns over? I was super excited about the reverse mortgage amendments. Yay.
That looked good though, I thought.
I don't have any specific changes based on what was on this thing. I did have a question on, like, at the bottom where it's talking about quarter one 2022, where that's listing the lenders that basically had penalties. So they're going to talk about those in the class.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice. Okay.
Because a lot of times they'll have the examples and those are the ones they'll share from. Correct, Johnny?
No, yes. That's fine. I was like, ooh, ouch, you're part of the education now.
Just don't be an example.
I know, right? Okay, yeah, that's, then everything's fine. That was more just like a, ooh, that's pretty pretty intense, but good motivation to not be a scumbag.
Yeah. Well, okay, so Allison, I'd make a motion to approve.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking, because it doesn't sound like there's anybody that has a problem with it. So I make a motion to approve the 1 hour Utah Law class for 2024. Can I get a second? Is that Allison, what I think?
You need to ask for a motion. You can't make the motion.
You'll ask for a motion.
Okay. Can I get a motion to approve the 1 hour Utah Law class for 2024?
So I'll make that motion.
Okay. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Yes. Okay. Do we need to get everybody's vote on it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Do I just go through each person? All in favor?
You can do it either way. So
okay, let's do all in favor, and I'll ask if there's any opposed. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Is there anybody that's opposed to it? All right. It looks like we are all in agreement. What else do we need to do?
Could I thank Lark, who prepared this?
Yeah, thank you so much, Lark.
Organized the material and spent time making it nice and fancy and I'm kind of speechless. You don't have any recommendations for additions. And so thank you very much, Lark, for your work to make this happen. And you, commission, for reading it and reviewing it and supporting this new outline.
Hey, yeah, Lark, thanks so much. I know it takes a lot of work to put these kinds of things together, so we do appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thank you.
And I did not mind my 1 hour CE this year. I'm just going to let y'all know. It's nice. I wholeheartedly approve that. Okay. I think these are good things for people to know. And I feel like this is almost different stuff than we've had to learn in the past. So it will be a good course, I think. Okay. All right. Can I get a motion to adjourn? Am I doing that right?
That's right.
I'll get there just in time for them to replace me. Can I get a second? Or did I get a motion? Anybody?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Go ahead.
Okay. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay. All right. We are adjourning. Oh, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. I promise I'll learn, but I may need like a little cheat sheet.
you're doing good, Allison.
Can I say one thing before we end?
Yeah.
I hope you all received the email about the board and commission training.
Yep.
So that is on the 28th. From 5 to 6:30. So the first hour will be with all boards and commissions in the whole state. Well, the Department of Commerce boards and commissions. So it'll be a big group. And then for the last up to 30 minutes, we'll be just with me and probably Justin Barney, where we'll do maybe some specific training just for the Real Estate Commission, Mortgage Commission, and Appraiser Board. So if you can't attend, it will be recorded. But I encourage you to, if you can, please attend. I think it'll be valuable training for everybody. We're going to try to do this on an annual basis now. I think COVID kind of derailed some of our training that we used to do annually anyway. And I think this will help everybody, especially those who are newer on the commission. So that was all.
Is it the 28th or the 30th?
Oh, I'm looking at December. I'm sorry. That's okay. It is the 30th.
Okay. Yes,
you're right. I apologize.
That's all right. I was hoping for the 28th because I have three things
between 5 and 7 on the 30th. Oh, so I was like, sorry. Yes, the
28th. Sorry, that was my mistake.
Is it Zoom or in person or both?
It is all virtual.
Okay.
We're trying to make it as chance I'll get there. As convenient as possible for people.
Okay. Hey, Johnny, can you send that back out again? For some reason, can you resend it?
Yes.
Okay.
Did everybody else receive it?
Yes.
I wouldn't mind a copy of it again because I lose stuff in my emails if I don't hurry and put it in my calendar. So okay,
I'll just forward it to everybody.
Okay.
Okay, perfect.
Just to make sure everyone has it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
And then our scheduled meeting is January unless something else comes up, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, have a happy Thanksgiving.
If we don't talk before then, Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
That too. Yep.
Right.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, everyone.
Take care.
Merry Christmas. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you, Lark.
Thanks. Bye-bye.